This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen with Ideas for Free Thinkers. Some people refer to this as a metaphysical experience. I just think it's good for us to have an open mind, and that's what this program is devoted to. So during the course of the next hour and through the ability that we have to make podcasts out of all of this material as well, at your service at yourhiddenpowershow.com. We have Uri Geller joining us later on from his home in Israel with really penetrating thoughts about how your mind works. Mary O'Malley is our resident psychic. She'll be here with Laura Banks also, who is the astrologer of note here on Your Hidden Power. Joining us now is a lady named Lisa Erickson, who is the author of Chakra Healer. So I want to, and the website, by the way, for Lisa is enlightenedenergies.com. What I really want to know, let's start, Lisa, for the unwashed, the idea of chakras, what they are, where they are, and how they work. How's that for a way to start?
That sounds great. Yeah. Good morning, Doug. Yeah, chakras are energy centers in our energy body, and our energy body is really the interface between our physical body and our mind and spirit. And so whenever we're working with a mind-body healing modality, we are in some sense interfacing with our energy body. And when you work with the chakras, when you focus on these energy center points in your body, you're releasing certain energies into your body and into your psyche that are linked to certain healing powers and certain psychological functions. For example, if you're focusing on your heart chakra in the center of your chest, that's linked to your heart and lungs from a physical health perspective, and it's linked to feelings of inner peace, compassion, love, equilibrium at the psychological level. So it's a great chakra to focus on, for example, when you're feeling stressed or anxious, etc. So that's what I work with, is helping people connect with their chakras, and very specifically, I work a lot with women's energetics, and that's what my book Chakra Empowerment for Women is about, is the differences in women's energy bodies and how it changes throughout their lifetime.
All right, so let's talk for a moment, please. You've opened, I feel like a lawyer, you've opened the door to this. So in terms of men versus women, there certainly are, because of the very subject matter, I find myself not often having this discussion with my men friends, but I'm trying to introduce them in a gentle way to a different way of thinking about their lives and how they deal with problems and that sort of thing. But women, it seems, are more likely, for some of the obvious reasons, maybe some of them aren't so obvious as to why they would be interested in the energy of their body, understanding the chakras. I must admit, I have what I think are chakra experiences, but I still can't tell you where exactly all the seven locations are in my body. And I think that, I don't know whether that's because I'm just not focused enough on it or whether it's confusing to some. But I think that over the course of our conversation, hopefully we'll be able to understand that and why it is that women seem to be more tuned in. I don't think you're saying they can benefit more. I just think what your area of expertise, maybe from your own experiences, what kind of experiences have you had in your life, Lisa, that brought you around to wanting to be a healer? By the way, the website is very empowering in itself. EnlightenedEnergetics.com is Lisa's website, EnlightenedEnergetics.com. So what's your story?
Well, really, I began meditating when I was in college, which is now over 30 years ago, because I was experiencing headaches, and a friend told me it might help. And so I began meditating in general, not necessarily on the chakras, but quickly became introduced to chakra meditation, and it really seemed to me to resonate with experiences I've had throughout my life of different energy flows in my body. Now, it doesn't happen that way for everyone. I do find that almost anyone, if they focus on their chakras daily for 6 weeks, clients will feel them, will palpably feel energy in their body. And, of course, some people have spontaneous experiences of flows in their heart or light in their forehead or things like that that introduce them first to the chakras. They're always functioning. Our energy body is functioning whether we're focused on it or not. So I was in a technology career, and after that, for many, many years, but I was studying energy healing, and my energy practice is really what helped keep me grounded and successful. And when I had kids later in life, in my late 30s, I began to migrate into healing work, partially because I had a health crisis and got deeper into chakra work, and it was part of what helped me heal. So, and at that time, because it was on the heels of having my first child, I started to study this difference in women's and men's energy bodies. And because of where our energy bodies are anchored, women do tend to be more sensitive to energies initially. Everyone can connect with their chakras, but women experience the world more energetically. We are anchored in our what's called our second chakra, which is in our pelvis. It's linked to our reproductive organs. And men are anchored in their root chakra at the tailbone. And a lot of people are not aware of this difference, but it cascades through our whole energy body. Just like the differences in our physical body between men and women have impact throughout our entire health, right? It's not just about differences in reproductive organs. It's the same in our energy body. There's these slight differences. And for women, it really means that we are more absorbent of energies, but it also means we may have more difficulty with boundaries. We may be more prone to taking on the emotions of others, including our male partners, and things like that. And so a lot of the work I do is helping women and men open up to their energies, and women to enforce their energetic boundaries and manage their various energy lines with the different people in their lives so that they are centered in their own energy.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's certainly important to understand how our energies are different and how we can use that information to help our relationships, not necessarily separate ourselves. That was one of the reasons that I wanted to spend time talking, because I think especially during Valentine's month, Valentine's Day, how do we get people to work harder, if that's the right word, work together, if you will, if we can find some acceptance. Sometimes it's hard to do that because I'm a man, I don't need that sort of thing, which is baloney, but that's what you hear from some of the big, rough, tough guys who don't want to consider what their feelings are, their emotions are, and so they continue to stew in their own juices. And congratulations, and you're welcome to that. Our continuing conversation with Lisa Erickson in a matter of moments here on Your Hidden Power. Right now, I want you to think about how well you rested last night. What your anticipation is for tonight, as far as a good night's rest. Are you going to sleep with the same pillows, same sheets, the same mattress? If you're going to do all the same things, then you'll probably have another lousy night. So as Valentine's is upon us, and our focus has been, at least when it came to my pillow, the Giza sheets. These are dreamful. If you have never, ever experienced this kind of cotton in a sheet that fits your mattress perfectly, then this is the way kind of to get to your love's heart. That's what I'm suggesting you do. You go to MyPillow.com and you look, there are all kinds. I mean, there's page after page after page. But go to the Giza sheets. We've been talking about them for about a year since they were introduced by Mike Lindell, the founder at MyPillow. These were great. This is a great idea. I'll tell you, I have them on my bed, and I like the way they fit as much as anything else. I'm so damn tired, aren't you, of sheets, the fitted sheets that come undone because they aren't really right. Well, these sheets are made for a good-sized mattress that has a MyPillow mattress topper on it, so they don't always come apart. In the middle of the night, you're sleeping on the wrapped up or wound up, the sheets are all wrapped around you. No! Giza Dream Sheets. Get the sets now by going to MyPillow.com. Use the DJB code. I think you save up to 50% on these sheets right now. Get them for Valentine's Day. Get them for her. Get them for you. Get them for both of you. Giza Sheets, the Dream Sheets at MyPillow.com. Use the discount code DJV. The discount code DJV again. MyPillow.com for the Giza Dream Sheets.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. This is your chance. pay off some credit card debt, or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. APR 4.23%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped, and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
Continuing on now, Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. Lisa Erickson is here, the author of Chakra Healer. So, talking about women, we didn't get specific. I don't want to get too much into the weeds because we don't have that much time. But when it comes to the women who are that I'm likely to hang around with, they're going through either menopause or they're perimenopausal, and that's got to be energetically one of the toughest times for women, is it not? And how do you use chakra enlightenment for the help that's needed to get through this tough time for a lot of women, admittedly?
Yeah, yeah. It is a tough time, and it really doesn't need to be. I think in our culture, it's really viewed just as a medical event, and if you go back through various energy healing and spiritual traditions, it's actually a time that a woman can come into her power. Typically, the children are raised, and you're moving into a time when you can focus more on yourself and your own energy. Also, what happens is as our menstrual cycle stops, we have an opportunity to identify more with our spiritual and energy body self, as opposed to being tied to our physical body only. So also what's happening during perimenopause is we get surges of energy shooting through our body naturally through our chakras. And if a woman can learn to work with those, it can actually be a really empowering time. And I know a lot of women who have almost rebirthed themselves, started second careers, moved into a whole new area of hobby and health at that time. So that is a big part of my work, is helping to reshape that and really to reshape our relationship to aging for both men and women, because in a lot of energy medicine traditions, aging, yes, the body's going to do what it's going to do. There's going to be issues that's going to deteriorate, but that doesn't have to impact our energy body, if we can learn to connect with our energy body. So at this time, focusing on the chakras particularly is a great thing to do as our body ages, because it brings another kind of vitality into our mind and awareness.
Are you one who believes, as I do, that age is just a number? It can,
yeah.
It absorbs people so much, you know, because of the numbers, and yet there are plenty of people who can use the tricks that you're, and I don't mean tricks in a negative sense. These are ideas that can help you, and so I'm wondering whether we have to put our hands on it. Let's talk about how the healing actually takes place in a moment. We're going to focus on it. It's mostly chakra empowerment for women, but I'm going to try to practice what Lisa is preaching here. Website, enlightenedenergetics.com. The book Lisa Erickson has written is called Chakra Healer.
It's actually Chakra Empowerment for Women.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yes. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. I mean, Chakra Empowerment for Women, Self-Guided Techniques for Healing Trauma, Owning Your Power, and Finding Overall Wellness. How about that? I found the whole
title. You've got it. Great. That's a long one.
All right, Lisa. We'll continue in a matter of moments here on Your Hidden Power.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now we continue with Lisa Erickson, Doug Steffen here on Your Hidden Power. With not the, I mean, I approach this as a traditional radio person in getting information. Mm-hmm. When I talk to people, I like to sort of dig around. But I think there's, you know, it's an exchange of information. And maybe we could consider it an exchange of energy, because that's really all life is energy. I believe that energy isn't something you can escape. It doesn't go away. It has different forms. Do you believe that that's the case, Lisa, that energy, this is Einstein and the quantum physics and all that stuff that sort of lends itself into understanding this, if you really want to dig into it. But in the term, in practical terms, Do you believe that energy is always constant?
Yeah, I mean, energy is what everything is composed of. And what's amazing is that as physics really validates that for us, ancient energy healing traditions said it, right? They basically said our body is a more dense form of energy. Our thoughts and emotions are also energy. It's just a more abstract form, just like air is. So we're beginning to understand mind, emotions, thoughts. When we're working to heal ourselves, we need to work on all three levels. Just addressing the physical body will not always help, especially with issues that are related to stress or related to emotions that we're blocking or related to past trauma, which is another big area that I work with, the way that past traumas in our life impact us and how we hold them in our body and our energy and how to let them go for greater empowerment.
Do you think women find that? I've known some people in my life who have had early life trauma, and I didn't find out about it from them. I found out about it from other being quizzical, and I did put two and two together because it was fairly mm-hmm. obvious that there was something there that, although mm-hmm. this lady didn't want to talk about it, I really mm-hmm. wanted her to talk about it, and it was apparently, I still don't know today what it was.
Mm.
After a number of years, I just don't know. And mm-hmm. I think that that's whether it's the anger or the fear, whatever it is, that I think would be the toughest thing for you to release or to have success with, Lisa, is it?
Yeah, yes, it is. And I would say it is often fear and anger, but more often it's shame. especially when it has to do with sexual abuse or assault for both men and women. And we're realizing in our society, unfortunately, how often this has occurred for both men and women and boys and girls, and often by trusted adults, right, in different settings, religious settings, schools. We're beginning to come to terms with this. But there's often this feeling of shame that somehow it was your fault, and so this is hidden away forever. But it isn't really hidden away. It takes a toll on us. It takes a toll on our psyche. From an energy body perspective, it often causes people to kind of disassociate from their body because they feel their body was the site of the trauma. That can happen even to war veterans and people that have been in car accidents. Any sort of trauma like that often can trigger this pattern of disassociating from our body because it feels too scary to stay in our body. So we have different ways of sort of disconnecting from our emotions or our body, and energy work can really help connect us back into our body because the chakras are in the body. So yeah. that kind of trauma healing is so important.
Well, I think getting calm is important. There are all kinds of ways you use it. And the thing you just described with your in business, you want to prepare yourself for all kinds of things. There are great keys in this book, Chakra Empowerment for Women, Self-Guided Techniques for Healing Trauma, Owning Your Power, and Finding Overall Wellness. Not just a lot of words, but looks like practical ways for you to help yourself. And that's really what it's all about. You got to help yourself. Thank you, Lisa. Nice to chat with you. I'm guessing the book is available at Amazon and wherever you can find books, right? Okay.
Good. Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Doug, for having me on.
You're welcome. Lisa Erickson's website, again, is enlightenedenergetics.com.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Air Canada says it will no longer use the phrase ladies and gentlemen, just in case anybody might be offended. Its in-flight announcements will now address passengers as everyone. Many companies are joining the fad of eliminating all references to gender, a commitment to respect sexual identity, diversity, and inclusion, they say. But who exactly is offended by being called something nice? The company admits nobody has actually complained about it. They just want to avoid ever offending anyone in the future. Good luck. It is not possible to go through life without ever saying or thinking anything that could possibly offend someone. Americans need to lighten up. Political correctness is so out of control that it offends me. I'm not gender neutral. I'm female, and I love being called a lady.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Following days of attacks from other Democratic candidates who've accused him of trying to buy the presidential nomination, Michael Bloomberg's huge ad spending seems to be working. A national poll out today from PBS and Marist College shows him in second place. Bernie Sanders with 31% support, Bloomberg with 19%. Joe Biden's third with 15%. Bloomberg's position means he qualifies for tomorrow's debate in Nevada. NASCAR team owner Joe Gibbs apologizing for his winning team's celebration after Denny Hamlin won the Daytona 500 last night. Gibbs said the team quickly stopped the victory lane celebration when they learned how serious Ryan Newman's last lap crash was.
In a shower of sparks on his roof.
That is heard on Fox. Miraculously, they say Newman does not have life-threatening injuries. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen, continuing on with our psychic scout. Mary O'Malley is here. She holds an M.S. in Holistic Nutritional Health Science, certified hypnotherapist and hypnotherapy instructor with the International Hypnosis Federation, not to be confused with the guy down the street who's got a corn cob in his ear who may want to practice psychic stuff as well. You don't want to go to him. You want to go to Mary. Mary's website is psychicscout.com. She's here with us every week we underscore certain things. I want to spend a little bit more time with you today talking about energy. One of the things that you may have heard earlier, us talking to Lisa Erickson, who is a chakra healer, about how it's used for women who have menopausal problems. And, you know, I don't think you and I have ever talked about that in connection. She called it balancing the mother-child energy line. I wonder if that, in talking, you're just trying to understand what goes on with women, their bodies, and how they are differently affected. I think, as with you, more women, although you told me more men are coming to see you lately, more women use the tools that you have. So in terms of the parts of one's body that you can connect with, I know you understand chakras. I've never really understood as much as I even try to think that I do. I know where certain chakras are. But is there just another tool for you to use? Do you say to people, try this, try that? Especially when it comes to emotional wounds that people have based on perhaps childhood trauma. That big question? Too involved?
Yeah. Yeah, and I have some familiarity with the chakras, but I'm not an expert either. But, you know, I always work with spirit, and a while back, spirit told me that the chakras have chakras themselves. So when I do chakra balancing, I use a bunch of different crystals and, you know, just ask spirit, what does this person need? So maybe their base chakra, which is generally red, needs a little blue for balancing. And I'll use the blue stone, you know, to help with that. People feel so light and free, I guess, when their chakras are balanced. They're back in their body. They're aware of what's going on. They feel more alive, I think. So, you know, I don't have a lot of people coming to me for that, you know, because they come for other things. But when I have worked with energy, it's always amazing to me how powerful that can be.
Well, I think it is amazing in the fact that many people don't realize that energy just takes different forms, but it doesn't go away. And so but what you're doing with people is an exchange of energy. Our relationship is an exchange of energy. Everybody, relationship is based on energy. And we don't have relationship without energy. We don't have life without energy. We have nothing without energy. And so understanding what it is that sort of makes us tick, if your energy is up because of something that's happened psychologically, that's great. And that maybe is, when people leave you after an hour or two, and if their spirits are not up and not enhanced by spending the time with you, what do you recommend? Because, you know, they're coming to you for help. They want to feel better about some aspect of their life. So, you know, what is there that you can do, what you can offer to give
it's always
people?
It's always a little different, you know. For some people, there's no movement in their body, so spirit asks them to, you know, get out and go for a walk, even for 5 minutes a day, you know. For some people, it's some nutritional changes they need. A lot of people are dehydrated, and that makes a huge difference in your energy, because it, you know, it uses the water in your body to communicate and to move. And so I get a lot of people who are dehydrated.
Our bodies really are 70%? Our body's 70% water, so they don't have enough water in it, enough fluid moving around. And you're not going to be able, the magnesium that one takes is to regulate the electrical current. That's the best way to get connecting the current connection. But again, works with, well, sometimes when I take magnesium, I have to pee more. I don't know what that is. Whether that's too much information or whatever, that's what I do. That's what I. Whether I got enough water, or maybe I got too much water. And that's a frustration, actually, too, on the practical side, knowing how much water to drink. A lot of people think, you know, they get, if your body isn't working just right energetically, you're not able, your veins and arteries, and the veins are supposed to pull the used blood out of your system and put it back into circulation. And if it's not working well enough, say in your legs, you're going to retain water. And the way you tell that is just push against the flesh in your leg. And if you, if it looks like you make an indentation there, the water is not moving around. And then
one of the biggest problems is people tend to drink all their water at once. You know, I'll have four glasses in the morning, and then I have, you know, but the body can only hold so much water at one time.
Right.
So it's better if you're sipping throughout the day. So, you know, I'll have a bottle of water or whatever, and I just sip at it throughout
you know, throughout.
That's what I do during the hours that I'm on the air, 5 hours a day. I take a sip here. I just did, as a matter of fact. You got me thinking, mm-hmm. Okay, I want to have a little. But sometimes.
And then that way the body has is able to absorb it.
Yeah.
And use it the way it's intended. And you find you drink just as much water, but you don't have to go to the bathroom as much because your body's actually using that water.
I want to, in a moment, talk about what goes on when you have a very powerful session with somebody. Is it over when it's over? Or sometimes does it come back in the form of dreams, maybe the night of after the day that you've had the reading? Let's get to that in a matter of moments. Mary O'Malley may be spending an extra amount of time with us this week on Your Hidden Power. Coming up in a few minutes, Laura Banks, our astrologer friend. Meanwhile, a reminder about how fabulous Your Hidden Power is. The people that are on this program, the information that we pass along, you can get it in a podcast form at yourhiddenpowershow.com. For example, the episode number 128, they're all archived and in order. The question about picking your own parents and your birthday, how that is dealt with, what a unique process it is, and do you believe this sort of thing happens? I certainly do. It makes nothing but sense, frankly. But find out from the point of view of some experts, Your Hidden Power, the number 128, episode 128, did you pick your own parents and birthday? Get to the bottom of that at yourhiddenpowershow.com. And then if you move along to Your Hidden Power Show number 129, it's a focus on psychics. I think I talked about this with Mary, whether or not the best psychics are men or women. Find out whether your psychic, if using a man, is the best. It maybe depends on, you know, what's best for you. I find the best women, the best psychics are women. That's my own thing. But, yeah, there's some good effective male psychics around. So get your own, find out what your opinion can be, will be, after the influence of listening to that podcast. Your Hidden Power number 129. How to figure out what the best psychic connection is for you at yourhiddenpowershow.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary. Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Mary O'Malley here with Doug Steffen on Your Hidden Power, and I was suggesting that we ought to talk more about what happens at night. Let's say somebody comes to you middle of the day, has a reading, spends an hour or two with you, and walks out of there, and for a while they're thinking about what it was that you said or what they experienced, and they go home and they have dinner and they go to bed, and then maybe the work starts once you close your eyes. If the question here, Mary, is whether or not one might have in dream form or other episodic adventures when your eyes are closed and the lights are out, a return to whatever you experienced in the chair on the couch in your office.
Absolutely. What I find is quite often these are, you know, also energy healings that happen during the session. And sometimes some of these core energy blocks need time to unwind. And that's the way it feels to me, as if it's unwinding. And so it can come in your dreams. It can come over a number of days where suddenly your perception is much more open and you're able to hear your guardian angel, your guides, your wise mind talk to you and show you things. So, yeah, I think that, you know, with healing energy, with energy, we just don't know. Some things even take weeks, you know, maybe months, but suddenly everything is different, you know, and you're thinking differently. It's a mystery.
Yeah, well, I wonder whether there's things that I've been having vivid dreams the last month or so that I don't usually have. I do on occasion dream, but I don't find them to be as active or as involving, if you will. And I just wonder whether that is a testimony to what's going on. Am I more mindful? I don't know that I'm doing any more meditation. I don't know that I really do a good job. You and I have talked about this before. I don't really do a good job of it. I might sit for a little while, take some breaths, try to figure out what my breathing is going on, and then, you know, kind of like I'm off. I'm off.
And you're off.
Yeah, I'm off. Right, exactly. So maybe this is my mind catching up with me, and I'm not trying to put words into your mouth. I'm just wondering if that's what happens with people. As we have a question, we all want answers. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. And I think sometimes what the subconscious mind does during dreams is filter things out, change things around so that you're able to release, you know, blocks that are in the way and be able to understand what's going on a lot better. A lot of people have been having very vivid dreams lately.
Why?
And I think sometimes it's just astrological, you know, that the doors are open to receive more information or more profound healings.
Well, if you listen to astrologers, Laura has said it. I have three or four friends who are astrologers, and they've all pretty much said the same thing about energy this year. There's a whole lot going on, and we'll all experience it in a different way, but it'll have a collective benefit. Mm-hmm. And I think that I sense that that's true as well. You know, and that maybe plays into a bit the thoughts of things department. More people think about change, need to focus on something that's better than what we have right now, then that's what happens. It's like people who think together, you know, a lot of people are talking about Rush Limbaugh and his lung cancer, and can he be healed, or others, and whoever it is that you ask for, you know, let's get some energy around all of that. Final question has to do with using this energy that we have. A lot of people come to you before, let's say, a job interview. They say, okay, tell me whether this job is worth it. Is this the right job for me? Can you answer a question like that?
Most of the time, yeah. As spiritual, they give me this, you know, what I look for is this a place where a person can hang their hat, so to speak? So I'll get that, literally a picture of hanging their hat, you know, on the job, or I'll get, this will be a great job for 2 or 3 years and then you'll move forward, or it's a good job, but there's a few people you're going to have to watch out for. So, spirit's usually pretty good about, you know, telling the person what to expect.
I know what to expect when I come to you. PsychicScout.com, Mary O'Malley. What I would tell you is she'll give you a fabulous reading and help you direct yourself toward a life that feels better. We always need help. We need advisors. So help yourself. Mary O'Malley at PsychicScout.com. This is Your Hidden Power.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com.
keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Lap top of the line.
Staples is the place for the best PCs.
At great prices.
And this week at Staples, in honor of President's Day, the HP Pavilion laptop with Intel Core i7 processor is just $569.99.
You save $260 on this super slim, stylish PC powerhouse.
But hurry, this and other PC deals are good this week only.
At Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
And 22220 while supplies last.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Continuing on Your Hidden Power, I'm Doug Steffen with the Star Gal, or the lady who's got the Star Gal Network anyway. Laura Banks is here. A noted astrologer. She gives great readings. StarGalNetwork.com is her website. I'll give you her number. One of the things I like about her is that she always is thinking about things from a different point of view. So she sends me a list of the signs of each country around the world. So we have that information. I don't know. We ought to post that someplace. Maybe that's the thing to do. We can post on Your Hidden Power or somewhere on your site, my site. But it's instructive for a lot of different reasons. I asked, I think, a couple of times for you to take, you know, the time somebody's born, the place they were born, the date, obviously, and you come up with stuff. You can do it for countries as well as for businesses as well as for human beings. So the value of learning that Great Britain and the United Kingdom in general are Capricorn is what? How do we come to that? Is it because of the birth time of the, went way back in the cycles, the annals of history to find out when the British Empire was born? How'd you figure this out?
Well, there's some debate, Doug, on how to come up with a sign of each country. This particular list I gave you, I more intuited from what I felt was some of it is exact, like there is a caste system. Some of it is more a breadth of knowledge through many astrologers who have come to the conclusion of, because the actual birth time or place of a country was more vague, whereas the United States is definitely a Cancer with Sagittarian rising. Mm-hmm. I can speak specifically more to that than United Kingdom, which could be possibly more speculative. But United States as a Cancer makes us more almost like we're very much helping the world, but on another level, we need to remember to nurture ourselves, and we by nature can be workaholics, yet defensive emotionally around issues, and then with that satirizing, that gives us the desire to express ourselves in other countries and be of service or be someone that invades, and we shouldn't be there. We've done it all, but Sagittarian is a sign of travel. So, like, we see ourselves, whether we like it or not, as sort of this global presence and the cop of the world, right? But, you know, in thought, there's an impulse to be separate. And so that's why so often many people that live in the U.S. don't know much about other parts of the world.
No,
the nature of a cancer is to be focused about the home and themselves and taking care of themselves and making sure there's enough money in the bank and they're eating enough of the right foods, you know. But we don't care as much as a general culture about what's going on in the Netherlands or, you know, the fact that, you know, the United Kingdom is, you know, what sign it is and what it's doing. Do you know what I mean?
So, I wonder about cancer is the birth of the country is July 4th, 1776. And when, you know, it could be a day or two on either side because the declaration wasn't really signed, finished until the 6th. And there are other things that entered into it. So it's hard for us to nail down the exact moment, that is the hour. And usually in order to get a good reading, you got to have the time of birth, the place of birth, and the date. So it's the date and the time. So we have the date, kind of. We have the time, kind of. We do know that where it was signed. And so does that make it all somewhat speculative? And whatever we come up with is maybe just a good guess versus the facts.
Well, the USA is less speculative because so many astrologers have spent so much time in our country studying this. And we will never know the time, but with the day and we know a lot. Mm-hmm. Okay, we don't have the time, but we can get the planets and we can get the signs, but we can't get the houses. But that's 2/3 of a reading. And I think, you know, I just look at the general palette or the feel or the color of a country, and that cancer is, the more I think of it, it's just so present with this personality of really being self-care. And then that Sag rising, you know, where we have shown up as participants in wars and helped people, and to this day still wanting to bring in immigrants, and then this fight that we don't want to bring in immigrants. And so that cancer, some of the Sag rising is almost at war with itself. And you see that now in the politics. Yeah.
So maybe if you post that info at stargalnetwork.com, that'd probably be a good place to start. All right, can you post?
Sure.
I think this would be fascinating, not just for people listening to us here, but elsewhere, people who pay attention to your website. It's Laura Banks. Her website is stargalnetwork.com. You want a great reading? Go to 352-552-1243 or laurabanks@aol.com. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Your Hidden Power.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.